Agricultural economist with DTN, the Progressive Farmer, Katie Misick, has recently discussed a variety of reasons why farmers are experiencing tough times. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and a question for her.
Look in your crystal ball and tell me, is this going to result in a fairly large number of farmers giving up the ghost and quitting the business?
Well, I think, you know, everyone's looking at the 1980s and trying to do a comparison. And the big thing that sticks out is that interest rates are very different. Also, going into this down cycle, a lot of farmers aren't nearly as leveraged and don't have the kind of debts farmers did in the 1980s. So farmers have, over the past year or two, been able to build up some working capital, and some of the farm credit and bankers that I've spoken with recently have said that that working capital really can last through this year. It's next year when that sort of cash flow could get really tight, especially for people who have the exceptionally high input costs and have that higher cost of production. For farmers who work really diligently to keep their cost of production under control, they've probably got a decent chance of making it through this down cycle. A lot of economists are calling for lower prices unless there's some type of a major global weather event that could change the direction of the commodity market.
Never rule out Mother Nature and her sadistic approach to life.
Yep, as we've seen, just really strange for this time of year.
I'd use the word haunting. I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.